Random House Audio presents The Charlemagne Pursuit by Steve Barry. Read for you by Scott Brick. Prologue, November 1971. The alarm sounded and Forrest Malone came alert. Depth, he called out. 600 feet. What's beneath us? Another 2,000 feet of cold water. In the tiny con, the helmsman sat to his right, the planesman squeezed in on the left. Both men kept their hands locked on control sticks. Power flickered on and off. Slowed at 2 knots. The submarine lurched in the water. The alarm stopped. The con went dark. Captain, report from reactor room. Circuit breaker is blown on one of the control rods. He knew that the safety mechanisms built into the temperamental thing had automatically dropped the other rods. The reactor had scrammed, shut itself down. Only one possible course of action. Switch to batteries. Emergency lights came on. His engineering officer, Flanders, stepped into the con. Malone said, "Talk to me, Tom." "I don't know how bad it is or how long it's going to take to fix, but we need to lighten the electrical load." They'd lost power before, and he knew batteries could provide temporary power for as long as 2 days. His crew had trained for just this kind of situation, but once a reactor scrammed, the manual said it had to be restarted within an hour. If more time passed, then the boat had to be taken to the nearest port, and that was 1,500 miles away. "Shut down everything we don't need," he said. "Captain, it's going to be hard holding her steady," the helmsman noted. According to Archimedes' law, an object that weighed the same as an equal volume of water would neither sink nor float. Instead, it would remain level at neutral buoyancy.